Thinking is always after. Thinking is always too late. Thinking is time. This moment is timeless. This very moment is timeless. This moment knows no time. This moment knows no mind. Soon mind comes in, it's always history.
But strange to see it.
Yeah, you can only see it. You cannot see it with mind. Mind is understanding and is time. You can see it right through. That this moment knows no time. This moment knows no time. That's why I said find out and grab a moment and see how you do it and how long this moment takes. But this moment knows no time. No time. This thinking is always, I call it living a secondary life. We are used to live our lives in thoughts, thinking. So we are never really directly experiencing, never really. We're just living by undertitling everything. Never, or hardly ever. We are directly experiencing. We're giving names to everything, and ideas and judgments and whatever. But this directness, that's why you hear all the time talking about this moment, about now and eternity. You hear it again and again and again and again and again. And about the importance of slowing this mind down, this compulsive activity, which is so dividing and keeping us out of direct contact somehow. When this mind is in charge, we are quite dull actually. We see only with history, with past, with comparing all the time. Comparing. Like when you look at this chair, you say, oh, I see Shantimaya is not here. We are like that. Huh? Oh, Shantimaya is not here. But this is not at all what we see. Oh, the crystal is not here. This is not at all what we see. We compare all the time with past. It's very strange, very dull, this mind priority. You fall deeper and deeper in this ease and directness and silence, and you fill yourself up with it and bring it home. But now knows no time. Time is mind. And no time and everlasting is same. So there is a clue. There is a big fat clue.